So. Okay, so it's the time of year when all the students in the church disappear and spread themselves around the country. And it's sort of probably easy for us to assume that when people disappear off to strange English cities, that life just turns into a mixture of party and study, and there's no room left for God. And that would be a pretty unfair assumption to make. And so I wanted to give Izzy a bit of a chance to tell us about what she's doing in uni. So can you start? Can you introduce yourself? Because I've known you since you were in primary school, but not everyone else has.
Yeah, so I'm Izzy Martin. I'm Hattie and Steve's youngest daughter, and I'm about to enter my third year at Sheffield to study history.
Okay. So you're in Sheffield, right? 2 years ago. Mum and Dad disappeared on the motorway, and you're left there, right? How did you get in touch with Christians in the church or anything like that? How did that happen?
So I went to Sheffield looking for a church. So in the first week, I went to the university church search, and there was a church called St. Thomas Church Philadelphia. Well, St. Thomas Church Philadelphia. So I went with them. The first thing I went to was a Sunday morning service, but what I really liked about them was every Tuesday evening, they took us to Costa and brought us free drinks. So that was quite a good way to get to know other people as well.
That's great. So never underestimate the power of a coffee shop in terms of evangelism and outreach for a church, which is great. And it's great that, you know, that you kind of went off and you looked for a church and you found them. And you're glad you found them. I can tell by the smile on your face. That's good. Right, okay. Can you tell us a bit about what's the church like then?
So it's about 200 people. There's a mix of students, young adults, families, some older people. It's in an old warehouse in the poorest part of Sheffield to try and, like, reach the community. So there are Sunday meetings once a week, but then there are missional communities. So I'm part of the student missional community, and they have, like, student celebrations every 2 weeks. We have a huddle every week. You meet an accountability partner every week. You have a mentor every couple of weeks. You have a social event about every 2 weeks, and we go to the pub after church on a Sunday. It's pretty good.
So the great thing about that is, you know, do you notice how much there is to that church that's not just Sunday morning? Right, and that's a theme that we're going to kind of come back to. I'll pick that up actually when I'm preaching later, but I think that's kind of really important. But you mentioned mission, right?
Yeah.
And the church doesn't get to have 200 people in it without caring just a teeny weeny bit about mission, does it? Yeah. Right. So how does your church view mission?
So it's like the main part of it, really. It's one of its main aims to reach out to the city of Sheffield. So among the students, we have like different ways of doing this, and then the young adults and everyone else has different ways. So, for example, during Freshers Week, we're going to have about 10 students each day walking around and doing prayer walking, praying for healing, and just, like, reaching out to students who look lonely. And then throughout the year, we're going to have huddles, which is where one or two Christians meet together and they get all their non-Christian friends there. And that's, like, going for a walk in the Peak District, cooking them a meal, or some guys have started a basketball club. And then from that, when the moment arises, you talk about God and you do like praying for healing, or if they've got a difficult situation, you can pray into that. And then from that, then you can invite them to a student celebration, which is where we all meet together, we chat, we eat, there's free food, we do some worship, we do some prayer. And then again, if they're interested in that, then you can invite them to church. So it's like a process.
I think that's fantastic, isn't it? This is not just like wait and perhaps somebody might walk past the door of the church on a Sunday morning and they might come in and somebody might talk to them. But it's like really, you know, you care about people, you go out and you cook them meals, you pray for them, right? And you're not embarrassed to share your faith with them. And I think that's absolutely fantastic. And that's how a church grows. I think we can all learn from that. That's absolutely brilliant. So have they made you take on any responsibilities, or do you just kind of sit there and feel the love and absorb it all?
No, yeah, we take responsibilities. So in the student group, we each had a day last term where we had to do like a Bible study. So we had to do a video of a daily devotion. So that was on a verse they gave us, which is really good because it's like making you take part in that, and everyone then gets to listen to it every morning. And this year then I'm going to be a mentor to a few students, which I'm quite looking forward to, but a bit nervous.
That's great. Great way to grow, isn't it? Like, take on some responsibilities and let God work through you. That's brilliant, right? So, you know, we've got quite a lot of people a bit younger than you who I didn't used to be able to say that because you used to be one of the youngest, but quite a lot of people a bit younger than you who over the next couple of years are going to be heading off to uni. What advice would you give them?
I would say, like, definitely get stuck into a church. Maybe don't go for the first one, though, because, well, they'll offer you free food the more you go to, and it'll be the right one if you take some time to get to it, but definitely go to one.
Go and find some Christian.
Yeah.
Great. Good advice. Right. Finally, then, right, if you could think of one lesson that your church in Sheffield could bring to us here as a church in Eden, what would it be?
I think the way that Sunday is important, but it's not just that. We do, like, stuff all the way throughout the week. It's really good because it allows you to, like, break down the barriers with your non-Christian friends, because it's not like, I go to church on a Sunday, so I go to this group on a Tuesday and we do this. So it's easier to chat about.
That's great. Thanks. So I want you, right, and me too, to commit to pray for Izzy and for the others who are in uni over the next year, that they will be able to work out their faith, grow in their faith, and share it and be strong in the Lord. So with that in mind, Ruth is going to be leading us in prayer shortly, and you're going to come up now, and Ruth and I will both pray for you, Izzy. But also, anyone else who's in uni at the moment or just about to go, I know there are a couple. If you can come out, we'll pray for you all. So I can see a couple of people who are hiding. Like, Ian is definitely off to uni soon. Brian, he is. Come on. Where are you all, you students? Come on out and we can pray for you. Is that it? Any more students? There is another one. Right. Okay. Okay. Well, if I pray first, Ruth, then.
Yeah.
Lord, thank you for the blessing of our children, and thank you for the faith that they have, for the real faith in you. And I pray that as they go away to university, as they move away from us and away from home, that you'd be with them, that you'd help them to find other Christians and to work out how to serve you, that they would be able to be supported in their faith by other Christians, and that you'd help them to take on responsibilities and to bring others to you. Amen.
Father, I just want to pray for these young people. It's such a transition going from home and school to university and moving away and making decisions and getting to know new people. And Father, sometimes it's a really lonely time, sometimes it's a difficult time, sometimes it's just very exciting, and so exciting that maybe you don't fit into it. But Lord, I just want to pray for all our young people who are in that place, Lord, or planning to go to university or making decisions. And Father, I just want to pray that in everything that they'll keep their eyes fixed on you, Lord, and that they'll let you guide them and direct them, and that they'll have a real sense that you're there with them, and that you'll just bless them and just give them a real sense that they're there as your representatives, Lord, and give them a sense of purpose in that. So I just really pray for each one of them, whether they're standing up at the front here, Lord, or whether they're just part of our families and not here today. So I just ask for your blessing on them. And thank you for Isabel's courage to stand up here, Lord, and to share her story, because I just think she's really brave for doing that, Lord. And I just really pray that you'll bless her for how strong she's been and the example she is to others. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.